Introduction. What is gold's true worth? You could ask John Sutter. He moved to California in 1839, his mind set on building a huge farming enterprise. Sutter constructed a fort, collected 12,000 head of cattle, and hired hundreds of employees. He sent foreman James Marshall to build a sawmill on the American River. In 1848, Marshall discovered they were erecting the mill on a rich vein of gold. It was the greatest find in the history of the West, and yet Sutter wanted no part of it. What he wanted most was to fulfill his dream and build his farming business. But when word of the gold leaked out, suddenly fortune seekers overran California. They trespassed on Sutter's holdings and eventually destroyed his dream. To Sutter, that dream was his gold, not the shiny metal that glinted and winked in the sun. What is gold's true worth? You could also ask Josie Montana. Chapter 1. Josie Montana. Josie Montana sure lived in the right place at the right time. In the days of the old Southwest, settlers were few and far between, and women, well, they were downright scarce. Folks were free in this vast, empty region. Yes, siree, for a bold, independent gal like Josie Montana, this territory was the place to be. Nobody really knew for sure where she came from, but folks sure knew her name. Josie had a place right on the border that marked where California ended and Nevada began. People called it a place because there wasn't much on it but a couple of horses, a milk cow or two, and some chickens. Just what she and a hand could manage. Josie took in a boarder from time to time, but Josie's true calling was as a guide. Yup, she'd heave herself onto a Palomino mare called Sun's Up and lead new folks just about anywhere they pleased.